Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Perry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
All right, number 20, ready to kick it off. Going to kick it short to be taken by Cam Harris as a fair catch. Although he thought he did. Now he's going to run with it and get up to about the 30-yard line.
It's kind of...
I think he thought he fair caught it. John, did you see any fair catch signal down there?
He put his hand up and waved, and then when the whistle didn't blow, he just took off running up the sideline.
The guy, as Doug mentioned, he thought
he stopped.
He didn't put the ball down.
So Collins will open up in a four-receiver set. Lucas in the shotgun, two receivers to his right, two to his back. Ray Roseberry, the lone back in the backfield. He'll be on Lucas's left.
You've got Stucker and Sam both out there with Maggard and Halt as your full wideout.
Lucas takes the snap, going to hand to Roseberry. Nashon trying to bounce it to the outside, gets to the outside, he's in midfield, he may go, got one man to beat at the 40, and Leff will run him down at the 30-yard line.
Good start. Coach Lucas mentioned you want to get their running game going. That's the way to start it right there.
Mentioned coming into it, Roseberry's only 23 carries on the season. Like to see him get more involved in the run game, and he had a big one to open this one up. Collins will have it down in the Spencer County end of things. First and 10 from the Spencer County 31-yard line.
Get on out here! Get on out here!
You know, it always seems like it takes the running game a couple of weeks to get going, you know, since Coach Lucas has been here. And
Lucas, once again, turns hands to Roseberry. He tries to cut in the middle, and he'll be hit right the line of scrimmage. Probably get a yard down to the 30.
Roseberry on the carry.
But two plays in a row, pretty good push from the offensive line early.
Hunter Brown
right there coming from his defensive end spot to disrupt that play. I think he's almost like playing a linebacker.
Pistol formation this time, Lucas, with Roseberry and Barry behind him. He'll turn, he'll pitch to Roseberry. Nashon come to the left side. Cuts up back inside, and he'll be cut down at the 26-yard line. Gain of 4, and this will bring up 3rd and about 5.
Guys, looks like Spencer started out in a 3-4 with a 2-deep safety. So there's going to be running lanes for Roseberry.
Nashon did a good job right there making Brown miss in the backfield, put his foot in turf, and just cut it up for a good, about a, as you mentioned, 4 or 5 yard gain.
So 3rd and 5 from the 26. It'll be a 5-wide set. Lucas all alone in the backfield in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looking to throw, and intercepted, threw it over the head of Herod. Intercepted by Smith, and he's trying to break through to the sideline. Finally will be cut down to the 40-yard line. Just threw it too high and over the head of Sam Herod. Intercepted by Caden Smith, and Spencer County will take possession at the 41-yard line.
You seen Smith's ability to run the football on that return. Had really nowhere to go and still gained about 15 yards just cutting across field.
You remember that's what turned the game around last year. The game was pretty close and the ball was overthrown. He returned it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Proved to be too much. Turn, he'll pitch to left in the backfield. Trying to get to the outside. Nice tackle.
Nick Eads,
after just maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain. Looked like he had some running room to the outside. But Nick dove and got him to the ground. 3 yard gain.
Guys, going back to the interception, it was a very athletic play by Smith. I thought his knee was down when he intercepted it, but I guess he had it off a couple inches and getting up the field with it.
Ball just thrown high.
It sailed on him.
So 2nd and 7 from the 44. Wing T formation here. The rudder under center turns. He'll hand to left, coming to right side this time. He forced him inside, and another short gain, maybe to the 46-yard line. Good pursuit on the play.
Nice hit there by Harris. Came up from his defensive back position to make a nice hit.
I couldn't tell who turned that play up early, but he really made the play, made him turn it back in. And this will bring up 3rd and 5 here from the 46-yard line.
Looks like Collins is in on a 4-3 set on defense.
With Gay Jarvin.
Another guy we didn't mention in the opening really played well the last few weeks. Darius Williams playing right defensive end here. Turn, jet sweep to Caden Smith. Cut inside. He'll be caught for no gain. Zach Smith and... There's somebody there.
20. 20 for Collins.
Sam Harrod.
Sam Harrod and Zach Smith there for keeping to no gain. It'll bring up fourth and five.
They would.
Venture County keeps the offense on the field. Now they'll send the punt team in.
That's a good stand there by the Titans after that turnover. Just got to make sure nothing, you know, just be patient here. Make sure no fakes. And again, they're in a position where they could fake it at that part of the field.
Dalton Maggard back deep here for the Titans, standing back at his own 25-yard line. Waiting for the snap. Hunter now calling for it. And he's going to run with it, coming around the left end. And he'll have the first down, down inside the 40. Still on the move, down to the 30. Being chased from behind, it was Brandon Leff, and he's all the way down to the 15-yard line.
It's pretty much just a straight run.
John Even, think about punting that ball, or is that a design?
No, that was a design. When they went in motion, they sent the safety with him, and they got Collins moving, and it left the whole backside wide open on the backside of the defense.
So about a 40-yard gain there on fourth and five, and Venture County now knocking on the door here. First and 10 from the Collins 15. The Rudder turns and gives him the backfield, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Dane Kidwell there to make the play, and right now it looks like to me the Collins defensive line really controlling the line of scrimmage up front.
Yeah, it's one thing we haven't talked about. That was a very gutsy call by Spencer County's head coach.
Yeah. I think he feels like he can score points, you know, and tonight I would think this is pretty much going to be a high-scoring game. You know, as I mentioned, no turnovers, you know. Collins was moving the football, you know, earlier, but just turnovers tonight can make a big difference, as they do in every football game.
DeRutter under center again. He'll turn. He's going to hand the back to a fake it this time and give it to Smith, the second man through, and they contain it pretty good. It's maybe down to the 12-yard line, going to bring up third and about seven.
John, it's very important tonight this guy's not over, you know, chase the football, right?
Yeah, what you're seeing right now is Collins, when they're sending a guy in motion, they're going with the motion guy. So instead of passing him off and the linebacker shifting down a gap, they're actually sending the guy who's covering one-on-one with him in motion and getting him moving. You know, so, I mean, you got to just slide with the guy, keep the guy in front of you.
So third and seven, ball at the 12-yard line. Your rudder turns and will keep it himself, faked it to the up man, and will struggle forward maybe down to the 10. That's going to bring up fourth and about five. Seen Spencer County already convert one fourth down. And looks like the offense staying on the field. Fourth and five here from the 10-yard line. The Rudder leads the offense back to the line of scrimmage.
Big play here by the Titans. They can stop them on fourth down.
Hutt directly behind him. Motion by Leff. He'll give to Hutt. And
good job.
Actually, no, he faked it. Took it himself, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain, and he'll turn it over on down.
That's a good job. Big stop right there, especially after you give up that big long fake punt. Big stop by the Titans.
Guys, Nick Eves did a great job fighting off the block of number 11, the Smith kid from Spencer County. Slid over and made the tackle on the quarterback. That was a great play.
John, from up here, it looks like really Collins' defensive line really controlled things.
They are definitely holding their own more than what we see them against Bullet East. They're actually getting more penetration with this group.
So Collins will take it over first and 10 from the 10-yard line. Lucas in a five-wide set. Quick throw, screen pass out to Maggard. Dalton trying to make a man miss. He's up to 15. Trying to get to the corner. There's 20, and will be run out of bounds close to the 30-yard line.
One thing as a quarterback, I mean, I played a lot of quarterback in the field stone street. You can't, when you give up an interception, you just cannot, you gotta, John, you gotta get, you know, you can't keep it in your memory, right?
Like I tell quarterbacks, pitchers, I mean, if you're there for a reason, I mean, if you can't handle adversity and throwing interceptions, giving hope runs, you don't need to be playing that position.
Corn just had a hard time throwing that Nerf ball. That was the only problem. Turns, and he'll fake it to Roseberry. A little read option. JR's got a first down to 40. Makes a man miss. He's at the 45, trying to get the outside. He's in midfield. He's down to the 40, and Leff will push him out of bounds down inside the 30, close to the 25-yard line.
JR, a little bit like my man. I hate comparing to Lawson because Lawson's a great quarterback, but doesn't like to go out of bounds. He gets down there. He wants to try to finish that run.
I tell you, JR really shifty. Really shifty out there, make the man miss, and really deceptive speed.
Allen Roberts always said I was shifty in Fieldstone, too.
I think it was something that sounded like shifty. There's the first and 10 from the 26. Turns, he'll hand to Nation. Roseberry trying to get to the outside, and will get down close to the 20-yard line. Gain of 6 on first down, and really, I think Collins on both sides of the football really controlling the line of scrimmage.
Just got to protect the football. But you're right. They've been, I mean, 5 yards a run, and then just defensively, we're real impressed with those first two, or first possession they had there.
Defense. Second and four from the 20. J.R. rolling to his left, looking to throw, and gets it to Hawk down inside the 10, out of bounds at the 9 yard line.
I tell you what, Collins looks like the faster team out here tonight so far. Both sides of the football, you know, we know how good an athlete, you know, the Smith kid is, but I've seen Collins run away from some people, Dalton and JR and Coach Nashon can run away with anybody. So.
First and goal here from, looks like maybe the 8 yard line. Lucas in the backfield. Roseberry to his left. He'll turn. He'll hand to Nashon. Nashon right at the middle of the field, down inside the 5, close to the 4 yard line.
Yeah, they're just winning.
Lost.
So second and goal, ball from the 4. JR looks to the sideline. Same personnel group. We saw Jacoby Evans check in the play before this one. He'll stay in the right slot. Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas. Two receivers each side of the field. JR takes the snap, fakes it this time, going to look to throw. Now he's escaping the pocket, down inside the 5, hit and pushed toward the goal line. I think he'll be short at about the 1 yard line. Trying to hit that little comeback on the outside to Maggard. Good job by Spencer County to take it away, and JR wisely used his feet to gain some yardage, and Collins will have it third and goal here from the 1 yard line. Lucas will stay in the shotgun, now looks to the sideline. Takes the snap, hands it to Rose.
Right
into the arms of a Spencer County man. He's going the other way and will be dove and tripped up by Lucas. But another turnover for Collins. Two possessions, two turnovers, and Spencer County will have it first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. And really fortunate that did not go back for a touchdown.
Hey, good job by JR to run that play down. But, man, I tell you what.
Guys, he never had the ball.
Never got it?
Never had the ball.
But the ball hit right off his hands and went right into the defender, Hunter Brown. And a shoestring tackle by Lucas saved a touchdown.
It looked almost as if he didn't even make a pocket. He was just reaching for the ball.
Rudder under center. Smith in motion. He'll get to Smith on a little jet sweep. Good job by Zach Smith to string it out. And he'll be held to a short gain, maybe up to the 46-yard line. But once again, good job by the Collins defense to contain.
Matthew Fitzgerald coming up right there, too, make him cut back in. And a nice job. He just kind of come flying from his, I guess he's really playing a defensive cornerback, but the
kind of way they're playing today, almost more of a safety. Cause
right,
really, he's such a tight formation from Spencer County.
Yeah, he went at the last minute, he went out last time to the cornerback spot, but made a good run, made a good play on the run.
2:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. We are scoreless. Spencer County second and 8 from their own 46. B. Rudder turns, and he'll hand in the backfield again. And tackled
ball.
From behind by Jaden Wilson that time on left. Another 2 yard gain. Going to bring up 3rd and 6 so far tonight. Collins has really forced Spencer County into the 3rd and long.
Guys, on that formation right there, Spencer County went to an unbalanced line. They brought the backside tackle over to the play side. So they gave him an extra blocker over, and it was a great job, Collins shifting down and making the tackle in the hole.
So 3rd and closer to 7 here. Ball is marked at the 48-yard line. The Rudder under center. He'll turn. It's a double handoff to Smith, and he'll be hit behind the line, and he'll go for a 2 yard loss. Good penetration on the play. Nick Eath there to break everything up, and he'll bring up 4th and 9. As we learn the first possession, Brandon Leff, who is also their leading rusher, also the punter, as we saw him get Collins for a 40-yard gain on a fake punt, their first possession. Back deep, Dalton Maggard standing at his own 26-yard line. Motion. Collins stays put this time. Punt is back, and Leff will get it away. Spiraling down, and will go out of bounds inside the 25 to about to the 22-yard line. So Collins, after driving the ball on both possessions they've had, Scott, come up with nothing on 2 turnovers. And if you'd have told me with 1:15 to go in the first quarter we'd be scoreless the way these two teams have scored early on the season, I'd be shocked.
Now, Collins just got to hang on the football. They should have had, you know, 7 easily, 14 probably. And then the big stop that they had down there earlier, you know, as Collins had when Spencer County drove the ball after that big fake punt.
So Lucas will be in the shotgun, Roseberry to his right. And it's a swing pass out to Roseberry. Nashon cuts it back in the middle of the field. And will have close to a 10-yard gain up to the 32-yard line.
See, one person I don't see out there is Zach Stucker. You see him?
Now, he did not play last week.
Okay. I thought I seen him out there on that first offensive possession, but I believe I was wrong.
I'll see if I can check him on the sideline.
I don't even see him out there.
He was out a week ago.
Hurt? Or?
Yes. He had a concussion against Eastern. It's quarterback sweep going to the left side. Lucas up to 35 and will run out of bounds up close to the 37.
John, you check on maybe Zach Stucker?
Yeah, I'll check.
I don't even see him down there, though.
So a five-yard gain from Lucas there on the first play. Yeah, I don't see him on the sideline either now you say that.
I thought I'd see him out there on that first possession, but I guess that was Nick Eads or somebody.
So second and five, ball to 37. Nick Eads back in the game. And he's going to shift out and play the right spot. Empty backfield here for Lucas. JR takes a snap. It's going to be a quarterback draw. JR has got the first down. Back to midfield. Oh, just past midfield, just in the Spencer County territory at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, I kind of made fun of you earlier about the shift, but he is really shifty back there. He's quick. He's got quick feet.
So 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. We are scoreless. Collins has driven it deep into Spencer County territory twice and turned it over, one on an interception, one on a fumble at the one-yard line. They are back in Spencer County territory here again. First and 10 from the Spencer 48-yard line. JR takes a snap, rolling to his left. Now it looks like he's trying to get him on a go pattern. Now JR dancing around with it, will run with it himself, and will be tackled down at about the 41-yard line. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. So after one quarter of play, we are scoreless. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.